It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Tony Evers' task force on workforce and artificial intelligence is 30 people charged with developing an advisory plan for the state and how different sectors of our economy will navigate AI and technology transformations underway. First public task force meeting was held 7 weeks ago, and we check in on the committee's work. You can be part of this discussion. Call in with a question, share comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Nadia Johnson is CEO of Milky Way Tech Hub, serves on the task force. Nadia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. What are you learning so far as a member of this committee?
A ton. It's been amazing to watch so many folks come together to gain a really good understanding of the impact of AI and how it's impacting our workforce. So been learning a lot about how we can make sure that we're able to advance AI, but do so in an equitable way for our workforce.
This strikes me as such a broad swath, a broad area that our society is grappling with. How is the task force taking on this, you know, these concepts, because they could go in so many different directions?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a lot to consider when it comes to artificial intelligence, right? So much is happening in the space, especially since it's becoming increasingly democratized and in the hands of the everyday person. So the structure of the task force has been broken down into three committees. There's the Industries, Occupations, and Skills Committee. There's the Equity and Economic Opportunity Committee, which is the one that I serve on. And then there's the Workforce Development and Educational Solutions Committee. And the idea is that these three committees are going to, you know, work together to support Governor Evers' administration and developing the right policies and the right solutions, again, to make sure that as AI continues to advance, Wisconsin is leading in the space.
And you want to ensure inclusivity and diversity in the development and implementation of AI. How could Wisconsin take steps to succeed in this goal?
Yeah, I think it's there's a number of things that, you know, we're considering within the equity committee. One of the first things that comes to mind is just figuring out how can we connect what we're calling underutilized talent pools to these different jobs that are servicing now surrounding artificial intelligence. How do we equip them with the in-demand skills? How do we figure out what gaps currently exist and in turn start to propose solutions that can support career advancement? You know, some of the conversations that I'm having in community, it's just that there are a lot of folks, and I'm sure you've heard this narrative, that are, you know, afraid that they might lose their jobs, right? AI might be, you know, taking over to the point where they're going to have to look for a new job or find themselves displaced. And so we want to make sure that this doesn't happen, right? And that the people are well-positioned to thrive in this new time where AI is taken over.
How do you use AI in your daily work or, you know, in the workings of Milky Way Tech Hub?
Well, I use AI often. So by trade, I consider myself to be a computational scientist. And so in research, I carry out or I work on natural language processing. Interestingly enough, these are the same models that back the latest and greatest technologies, ChatGPT or Claude or Bard. These are the AI bots that people are using. So within Milky Way Tech Hub, interestingly enough, my staff, we like to call ChatGPT Charlie. So I use Charlie on a regular basis to answer, you know, some, you know, basic questions, but also to solve some of the more difficult things as well. So outside of, you know, using ChatGPT, my main job as a founder and CEO of Milky Way Tech Hub is figuring out ways to educate community on all things AI, making sure that we are making AI more accessible, reaching the right folks, and creating a narrative that supports inclusivity and equity in the space.
How big are the education gaps, the literacy, digital literacy gaps in AI specifically?
That's a great question. What I'm seeing, I go into different schools, me and my staff, we go into different schools and we're seeing a difference for sure. And I think it really is dependent on the teachers or the educators' mindsets. Okay. So when I go into some schools, there are educators that are really leaning in and understand the impact of AI and how it's impacting how we navigate society and wanting their students to dive in and to learn more about AI. And then there are other educators who are a bit fearful of it. They actually ban students from using AI within their classrooms. And the difference is it's pretty large, right? Because when I go into the schools where the educators are embracing AI, we're seeing students talk about prompt engineering, students working on skills or developing skills that support them in the field of AI, meaning gaining an understanding of how artificial intelligence is going to impact their career.
And it's a tricky balance. Like, how do you strike that balance between, putting up limitations on AI, putting up those guardrails for students, and then, on the flip side, still really embracing the technology to ensure our economy is responsive in Wisconsin?
I think it's just important for educators to gain a sense of responsibility that, yes, we know that AI is taking on the world in such a way where it's transforming how we navigate society. So it is important for us to educate students on how to use it, on what it is, on how to leverage it to advance their careers. I think without doing that, we will likely find ourselves behind. And so there, I go into certain schools where they are banning AI, and the students they don't know what AI is. They are not technically savvy in that space. And I feel that this is going to put them at a great disadvantage. So yes, there is a balance. I think my advice to educators is to one, educate themselves on how to leverage AI, but then also adopt the curriculum so that we're asking questions that are of our students that are going to require them to be more critical thinkers. I think the days of, write me a book report are long gone. I think we have to readjust our curriculum where students can use AI, but do so in a way that still encourages critical thinking.
Nadia Johnson, recently appointed to the governor's AI task force, as we talk about artificial intelligence and Wisconsin. You can join in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Nadia, there are 30-some people from all walks of industries, business, politics, academia, government on this task force. How does the group plan to unite around a list of policy recommendations?
Yep. So as mentioned, there are the three committees has been put in place, and it's been exciting to watch and observe these different folks with diverse backgrounds come together to again understand how AI is impacting us and our economy, our workforce. The idea is that we go into these breakouts. We meet every so often, and we come up with solutions that are specific to our committee. And so then we come up with topics, opportunity areas, and challenges that we then present back to the broader team. And the idea is that Governor Evers and his team will take all of this advice and be able to consolidate it in a way where they're able to put forth the best policies for Wisconsin. So we've been able to, within the Equity and Economic Opportunity Committee, come up with a number of opportunities and identify specific challenges that we've been able to present. Some of them around opportunities, just figuring out how to connect to existing programs, figuring
That's
out what
good.
existing programs exist, and then finding ways to support those programs here in Wisconsin, whether it be investing or providing resources that will help to scale the education and awareness of AI here in Wisconsin.
So really taking that inventory as the initial step to see what is out there right now.
Yep, you got it.
Well, the larger orbit here in August, the governor and Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss each established task forces on AI. And we had on Republican Representative Nate Gustafson, who chairs the speaker's task force. And Gustafson said, talked about a potential overlap between the two groups.
There may be a little bit, but I think we have a little bit more of a broader scope of what we're looking at. So in general, again, we're looking more on the private sector side, whereas I feel the governor's task force might be a little bit more on the public sector. So overall, we're just trying to put AI within a reasonable, confinement, but also letting it flourish as it continues to be developed.
Nadia, what is different about the governor's task force from the speaker's task force?
There likely is some overlap, and that's okay. I think that the purpose for this particular task force is, again, to make sure that we're finding solutions for Wisconsin to make sure that as AI continues to advance, we're able to incorporate AI in various fields such as manufacturing, transportation, healthcare, agricultural, and different sciences here in Wisconsin, and do so in an equitable way, in a way that is inclusive of everyone. And I can't say that, we are exclusive to the public sector more so than the private. I've seen conversations that include both. And I think that is necessary for there to be collaboration between public and private sector in order for us to reach our goals. So yeah, there might be some overlap. I'm not entirely sure, but I think that that's perfectly fine.
Nadia Johnson leads an organization that's focused on workforce development to make the technology sector more inclusive in Milwaukee. Also, a member of the governor's task force on workforce and artificial intelligence. Be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. You can share your insights at any point. The number is 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The governor's task force on workforce and artificial intelligence is a cross-section of Wisconsinites in state government, in technology, education, agriculture, other sectors, advancing policy ideas to help our state stay on the cutting edge of technology transformations. And we examine the work underway. We gather your questions and comments about AI in Wisconsin. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Nadia Johnson is part of the task force and is CEO of Milky Way Tech Hub in Milwaukee. Nadia, when you look at where AI groups are coming from, there's the Google parent company, Alphabet, Microsoft, OpenAI. This is really clustered on the West Coast. What should Wisconsin be doing to enhance the AI business climate here in the heartland?
Yeah. Oh, I love that question. So, I think some of the main things that, we need to be focusing on, I think, for Wisconsin is one, I think public engagement and education is huge. Okay. So fostering as much public engagement in the AI policy making as possible to ensure diverse perspectives are being considered. I would love for us to start to lead more around addressing workforce impacts of AI. Figuring out solutions around potential job displacement, developing policies for job transition support, retraining and upskilling programs. I think we have an opportunity to really lead the way here in the Midwest for creating solutions to some of the challenges that AI may be presenting to the workforce. And then outside of that, I think some of the conversations that we're having within the committee, again, is just figuring out ways to support different industries, some of the main industries here in Wisconsin, manufacturing and healthcare, agriculture, figuring out how to support these industries in integrating artificial intelligence. And that's going to require some intentional policy making, whether it be creating grants or tax incentives for startups in the space to integrate artificial intelligence, or creating new programs or tapping into existing tech hubs and funding these tech hubs to support these different industries. But Wisconsin is well positioned, I think, to really lead in terms of developing policy for workforce in the Midwest.
In terms of biases, and AI can demonstrate biases toward groups of people, how can developers ensure the technology grows in an equitable manner? What are you watching for there?
Yeah, I mean, so the things that I care very much about is fairness and equity in AI. AI is super cool, right? There's a lot of cool things that's happening around artificial intelligence, and as I've mentioned before, it's incredibly impactful to how we navigate society, especially marginalized groups. And so it's super important to make sure that the code that is being developed there's transparency there. So avoid what we call in the industry black box models, where the outputs of these models nobody really knows exactly how these algorithms or these models work. So more transparency in how the models work. And then making sure that there is diverse representation in the rooms where these models are being developed, right? So that we can avoid biases. I mean, we see how insurance companies, we see how AI is impacting the finance sector, and how Black and brown people or marginalized groups can be negatively impacted. And so I think transparency and making sure that there's diverse representation in the developers' teams is incredibly important.
This also traces back to state government. There could be, how do you protect against like unlawful discrimination through algorithms being used to run some of your services?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. These are some of the things that we have to take into consideration. I think that the things that we're going to see in 2024, AI policy is going to be top of mind for everyone. As we see more advancements in AI products, we're going to have to be more mindful of how these products are being used and who they're impacting and what regulations need to be put in place to make sure that fairness and equity is continues to be at the forefront.
Nadia Johnson with us, recently appointed to the governor's AI task force. As we look to the future of artificial intelligence and its impact on Wisconsin, you can join in with your questions. You can share comments at any point, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Nadia, you mentioned how to support specific industries like manufacturing and healthcare and education. What can AI programs do to help small businesses in Wisconsin succeed?
Yeah, great question. I think some of the main things that comes to mind for me is marketing. So better understanding customers, right? Every company has what I call customer segments, and so leveraging AI to better understand more about a small business customer base and how to best market to them, how to best reach or promote advertisements. Outside of marketing, I mean, there's so many other uses, right? I mean, I use AI to draft up contracts or to draft up press releases. create strategies. And so I think for those who are owners of small businesses, my advice would be to learn a bit more about how to improve in your prompt development. So developing, we call it prompt engineering, developing the right prompts to create strategies, business strategies or business plans for your company. It's incredibly powerful. I've used it many times to build out either marketing strategies or revenue strategies, you name it. So I think that the name of the game is just figuring out how to best ask AI what it is you need.
And very much integrated in your work. As we watch the news here, board members of ChatGPT's parent group, OpenAI, firing CEO Sam Altman, and then Business Insider reporting the firing was over concerns that AI was moving, the technology was moving too quickly. Is AI technology advancing faster than it should?
The reality is that AI technology it's out there. It's like kind of like we've opened this box, right? And it's going to continue to advance with or without, OpenAI. So I think that what we need to be more mindful of, or what I think that the general public should be focusing on, is how to keep up, right? What government needs to be focusing on is how to make sure that policies and regulation are keeping up with AI. The pace is going to continue to accelerate. And I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. What I think we need to focus on is measures of how to keep up with that pace. And I think that, Governor Evers' task force is one way to do that.
Nadia, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nadia Johnson is CEO of Milky Way Tech Hub, member of the Governor's Task Force on Workforce and Artificial Intelligence. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.